Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Origine Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and joining me, as always, is my brilliant co-host, Alex.
Thanks, Jamie. Great to be here with all of you today. We've got a fascinating topic lined up, something that's really at the cutting edge of cancer treatment and neuroscience.
That's right, Alex. Today, we're diving into some groundbreaking research about immunotherapy and its potential effects on brain function. Specifically, we'll be looking at a recent study published in Cell that examines cognitive impairment following CAR T cell therapy.
Oh, this is such an important topic, Jamie. CAR T cell therapy has been revolutionary in cancer treatment, but as with many powerful treatments, researchers are discovering it might have some unexpected effects on the brain.
Exactly. And for our listeners who might not be familiar, CAR T cell therapy involves taking a patient's own immune cells, specifically T cells, and engineering them to better recognize and attack cancer cells. It's been particularly successful for certain blood cancers.
Right, and it's truly amazing technology. But this new research from scientists at Stanford suggests that there might be some cognitive side effects that we need to understand better. The study was led by Anna Garrity, Lehi Acosta Alvarez, and several other researchers under Michelle Monge's direction.
So what exactly did they find, Alex? I know they were looking at something called immunotherapy-related cognitive impairment after CAR T cell therapy. But what does that actually mean for patients?
Well, in this study, they were working with mice models, both with central nervous system cancers and non-CNS cancers. What they discovered was pretty striking. The mice that received CAR T-cell therapy showed impaired cognitive function in behavioral tests.
Wait, so even when the cancer wasn't in the brain to begin with, the treatment still affected brain function? That's really interesting.
Exactly. That was one of the most fascinating aspects of a study. They found that CAR T-cell therapy for both CNS and non-CNS cancers could impair cognition in these mouse models. And they identified what appears to be the mechanism behind it.
So what's happening in the brain that's causing these cognitive effects?
It seems to center around inflammation and immune cells in the brain. The researchers found that CAR T-cell therapy induces what they call white matter microglial reactivity, and neuroinflammation.
Microglia. Those are like the immune cells of the brain, right?
That's right, Jamie. Microglia are the brain's resident immune cells, and when they become reactive, they can disrupt normal brain function. In this case, the study found that this reactivity leads to dysregulation of oligodendroglial cells. Those are cells that support and insulate neurons.
I see. So the CAR T therapy triggers an immune response that affects these brain immune cells, which then disrupts the cells that support neurons. And that ultimately leads to cognitive problems.
You've got it. And what's really interesting is that they identified specific mechanisms that could potentially be targeted to prevent these side effects. The study found that microglial depletion, essentially temporarily removing these immune cells, or blocking something called CCR3, could rescue the cellular dysfunction and cognitive impairment.
That's amazing. So they're not just identifying the problem, they're already finding potential ways to address it. I'm curious, though. Did they look at human patients at all, or was this strictly in mouse models?
Great question. They actually did examine human tissue samples. They looked at the frontal lobe tissue from patients with or without previous CAR T-cell therapy for brainstem tumors, and they confirmed similar reactive states of microglia and oligodendrocytes in the human samples.
That's really important for validating their findings. You know, I'm thinking about the patients who receive this therapy. CAR T has been life-saving for many people with certain cancers. How should we be thinking about these potential cognitive side effects in that context?
That's such an important point, Jamie. The authors actually address this. They emphasize that these potential cognitive symptoms would likely be mild to moderate in severity, and the life-saving benefits of CAR T therapy
absolutely outweigh these risks for patients with otherwise terminal cancers.
Right, of course. It's not about avoiding the therapy, but rather understanding these effects so they can potentially be mitigated or treated.
Exactly, and that's what makes this research so valuable. By understanding the mechanisms behind these cognitive effects, scientists can work on developing complementary treatments that preserve the cancer-fighting benefits while protecting brain function.
I'm also struck by how this research connects to other conditions that affect cognition. The paper mentions that similar brain inflammation patterns are seen in patients after chemotherapy and even after certain viral infections like COVID-19.
Yes, that's one of the most fascinating aspects of this work. The researchers suggest there may be common neural immune mechanisms underlying various forms of cognitive impairment or brain fog. This means treatments developed for one condition might help with others.
It's really a testament to the importance of this kind of cross-disciplinary research that spans cancer biology, immunology, and neuroscience. So, to summarize what we've discussed today, CAR T-cell therapy can potentially cause cognitive impairment through brain inflammation.
Right, and specifically through activating microglia in the white matter of the brain, which then disrupts oligodendroglial cells and hippocampal neurogenesis, basically interfering with the brain's ability to maintain myelin and generate new neurons.
And importantly, they found that targeting these reactive microglia or blocking specific chemokine receptors could rescue both the cellular abnormalities and the cognitive function in their mouse models.
Exactly. And while this research is still in relatively early stages, it opens up promising avenues for preserving cognitive function in cancer patients receiving these revolutionary immunotherapies. It's a great example of how understanding side effects can lead to better, more holistic cancer care.
Well said, Alex. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks to all our listeners for joining us for this fascinating discussion. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share with others who might be interested in the latest developments in cancer research and neuroscience.
And remember, you can find links to the original research paper and more information about this topic on our website. Until next time, I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Thanks for listening to the Origine Podcast.